My name is Tom Wiltrout. I'm a global corn business leader for Dow Agri Sciences. We've got quite a few folks here, as you can tell, and this is our first time back to the Farm Progress Show in 10 years. And we think we've got a message to tell and a story, and we wanted to get the word out. We're going to basically spend a few minutes talking to you about our new herbicide Tomstrate. And then we're going to ask, if it's all right, we'll ask you to go through the plot tours that we've been doing with customers and farmers that have come through this morning. So we'll spend a little bit of time and I'll talk about each stop. But we'll have some hosts. Stephen Smith will help you on the Herculex segment. I think Ben Kaler is going to talk a little bit about the herbicide tolerance again and point out the things we're doing there. Damon Palmer will give you an update on our new herbicides that we're talking through. And I believe Greg Cannon and or maybe Dave Schumacher will help out on some of the silage hybrids and some sunflowers and healthy oils that we're talking about down there. So that'll be about 20 minutes. So we've got a few minutes. I want to talk to you first about our herbicide tolerance trait. We are quite excited. It's been a technology we've been developing for the last two or three years. We've been able to put it in corn, as you can see out here. We'll take you through each of the steps and really be able to, in very graphical detail, show you the benefits of what we've done. But it's, as you know, 2,4-D has been registered and approved in corn for many years. We've been selling 2,4-D, making and selling 2,4-D as a company for over 50. And its performance is always outstanding, most affordable broadleaf weed control that you can get. And what we've been able to do now is develop a trait technology to overcome some of the limitations. Historically, the issue has been crop safety. You either get brace root issues, you get stalk brittleness, and you get some green snap associated with the 2,4-D. That's the reason 2,4-D is never used widely in corn as it is today. We think we can overcome that, and we feel that our trait in combination with our Herculex insect traits, and well as glyphosate and our Liberty Tons, will provide a very robust package of the best insect control traits with the best weed control that you can have. So we're in a position where you'd have a very affordable with 2,4-D and glyphosate, a very convenient that stays with the same post-emerge applications and the systems that are in place today, and a very effective, the most effective trait that you would have in the marketplace, and the most effective weed control. One of the things we're seeing, and as we position this, is really glyphosate, which is very effective, right? And it's incredible technology. You have to raise at higher rates in order to get that broadleaf weed control spectrum. And so if you really come back with these, really kind of reinforce that. Well, glyphosate primarily is a very effective grass control trait. So if you just go after grasses, you can actually lower that glyphosate rate. With the 2,4-D, the most effective broadleaf weed control, the two together provide a very, very robust, very effective weed control program. And that's, it doesn't get any more complicated than that. Most effective, simple, easy to manage in current cropping systems. So it's a very, very positive deal. The other thing it does is by having 2,4-D, any issues you might have associated with resistance management that you start using with the glyphosate tolerance, you start to address those as well. So you end up with very powerful weed control, very effective. So timing, as you can tell, we've got it in corn. We're through event sorting, and our goal is if we can make things happen from a regulatory and global imports in terms of approvals on import approvals, we'd be in a 2012. And our objective there would be to launch in an elite genetics package with our Herculex, with our new herbicide tolerance trait, which would be stacked with Liberty and or glyphosate. So we think that would be a very robust, very powerful product to offer to a grower, very cost effective. And on the other crops, we've got it in soybeans, in our research station in Fowler.
All right, everybody, if
we got it in our research station in Fowler. We're sorting through events on soybeans, as well as we have it in cotton. And we're looking at a variety of other crops that we're doing research on as well around the world. So it all looks very good. We think the most maximizing the value is you're going to want to have it in the full cropping system in a North American market, right? A corn-soybean rotation, soybean-cotton rotation in the south as you manage the activities. So we've got one other item of it that's quite interesting that is you'll see here, you see these dead corn plants and live corn plants. In addition to 2,4-D tolerance, it has FOP resistance. And I won't try to give you the technical name of the FOP chemistry, but it's historically been used for post-emergence, an Assure-type product, post-emergence grass control, and soybeans and cotton. So it's very perennial grass control. So one of the areas that we always talk about is we worry about resistance management associated with broadleaf weeds, right? Your mare's tail, your horseweed, your pigweeds, giant common ragweed, those types of things. Well, one that's not talked about much is concern about glyphosate-resistant perennial grasses. So you've got a situation in Johnson grass in northern Argentina. See, what's a possible way of solving that? We think this will provide a good alternative. Will it be one of the mainstays? No. But will it provide an effective solution if you run into that situation? Absolutely. So we've got a trait that's quite effective, a chemistry that's been around for 50 years. The EPA has just decided to re-register because of no new technologies. They're quite comfortable with the chemistry. And we've been in a position that's very affordable. It's very available. All dealers have used it, and farmers are quite comfortable with it. They've been spraying Roundup Ready 2,4-D for burn down for lots of years. So it's not a hard concept. Should be quite effective. So we're excited. Those are the primary things. The other thing we're going to talk to you about then is to reinforce that, bring in with insect resistance. And then we've got a series of herbicides, both Durango and Arc Glyphosate Tons, a new salt to be able to mix with 2,4-D, as well as some pre-emerge materials to move in a Roundup Ready cropping system in early season weed control, and then talk to you about how we package them all up in some of our seed products. So I think if you really think about what we're trying to do is we're trying to package up a solution selling. We can go to a farmer in terms of how he wants to farm. What's his cropping system? What's his crop rotation? What's his tillage? What's his fertility? What's his weed control insect? Because he needs, when you pick your genetics anymore, you're picking your whole system. And how do we package up solutions for him to be able to fit that way? So at that point, those are the highlights of our announcements. Again, we're excited. I'll be glad to take any questions. We got lots of folks that have been involved in the development of this that's here as well if we got questions. And then when we get down to a few of those, we'll ask you to send through a couple of the plots and hear how we've been able to articulate to the growers.
Wow, and corn and beans, just for you, Mike. Are you getting too much water or not enough?
I don't know.
There we go. How's that?
My God.
Now, you probably didn't hear anything I said back there, so I can't make any quotes against me. Any questions? Yeah, good question.
Why are you telling us about this 5 years before you're going to be able to market it?
So the question is, why are we telling you about this 5 years before we're going to market? Because we're excited. We think it's in a position. One of the interesting things on the biotechnology traits is you've got to be in a position in order to sell it in 5 years. We're going to be putting it in corn plants next year. So it takes that long. It's going to be out in field trials. People are going to ask about it. We need to make the people aware of what it's doing and as we deregulate. So part of it's an awareness, talking about the innovations we've got. So we're balancing it a little bit with the fact of we need to talk about what we're doing in the future, but also we're bringing you some new things right here. So it's a promotion, talking about technologies we've got, both now, short-term, and longer-term.
You're talking about the trait and the crop safety aspects of it. How did you improve? Where did the improvement in the crop safety come from?
The question was around the crop safety and what is the improvement in the crop safety. And it'll get a pretty good example. But I think if Terry's here, we've got 2,4-D at the typical use rates of 560 grams of active. You'll typically get, you know, your up and nasty, you get your root knots. We've gone, I think, as high as 8x to 16x rates of 2,4-D over the top and have not seen any injury associated with that. And we've also had it very high rates in soybeans and cotton as well to be able to see quite outstanding crop tolerance. And at this point, we've seen no issues associated with agronomic characteristics of the plant or flowering. We're just putting it in elite materials. So in terms of yield and impact on that, the right events, that's some of the work we're sorting through is which events work to not have any issues with yield drag or any impact on agronomics.
How much corn is currently being treated with 2,4-D?
How much corn is going to be treated with 2,4-D? Right now? I actually don't know. Does anybody know how much 2,4-D is used in corn today? Not very much. Yeah, from everything we know.
You asked about
12 million pounds in the U.S., so not a lot. It's most any application of 2,4-D in soybeans and corn today, oftentimes are just in a burn down, around a ready to burn down pre-season, even with cotton, and then plant into it.
So how much education are you going to have with today's growers about 2,4-D?
How much education would you need to have with growers about 2,4-D? We probably got some folks who can answer that better. I would say very little. It's a pretty simple experience. Most all growers have had some experience with 2,4-D in terms of the spectrum. It's used quite commonly. It's been used in some mixtures with, you know, post-emergence on broadleaf and corn and small amounts. So I don't think the use pattern is going to change much. And certainly from an application standpoint, I think nozzle spray equipment, people handling it, will be similar timings.
I need to correct my statement. It was, I think, in Canada. The U.S. is, by EPA, 46 billion pounds.
46 million. Total 2,4-D or just in corn? Yeah, so 46 million pounds of 2,4-D in all uses, and a lot of the uses of 2,4-D is in range of pasture, turf, different applications in row crops. A lot of cereals in there.
Yes, EPA has just recently reapproved 2,4-D. Did you hold off on doing this until this came through or not?
No, the question was EPA has just recently reapproved 2,4-D and did we hold off? No, we didn't. We've been looking for different herbicide tolerance systems, and our folks and our scientists discovered this. So the timing is probably more coincidental than it is anything we planned. We should tell you, we probably thought it. That was exactly what that is more coincidental.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Dow's usually been focused more on the corn market. So if you're developing a trait for soybeans, is this a new strategy, expansion of your strategy?
Yeah, the question's been, we've historically been heavily focused on corn. Actually, our four key crops we've historically shared, I think, with you folks has been corn. Our oilseed focus really been canola and sunflowers, and cotton has been four of our core crops. And so now we're in soybeans. Does that change some of our strategy and what we're doing? Yeah, you'd call that probably opportunistic. We're spending some time right now to explore how do we want to approach that, how do we want to take it, but we see ourselves this as being an entree into soybeans. Historically, we haven't spent time in soybeans because we didn't have a position on glyphosate tolerance, and so without that, obviously, you weren't going to do much in soybeans versus another large player. So now I think we've got ourselves an opportunity to participate, and we think some of the technologies we're doing with our healthy oils has the potential of some application with soybeans.
Yeah! There they go.
Other questions? Okay. Well, if we can, we're going to make you stand up. There's 10, so you can at least have a little shade. But we'd like to kind of give you our story and reinforce the fact of things we've got today on our traits and technology for traits in our herbicide line, as well as our seed and our Herculex, and then profile what we've got on our new trait. So thanks so much for taking the time and coming and spending time with us. We do appreciate it.